This is City on the Hills podcast. We hope this message becomes a revelation in your heart and will encourage you to live a Christ-centered life. Thanks for checking out our podcast. Here's today's message.
Hi there, friends. It's a delight to have you with us. We are so blessed that this is a good Friday. It's not a bad Friday. I believe it's the best Friday of the year. I love Good Friday because on Good Friday, we remember the best day, I believe the greatest day in history. I spoke to someone just recently, and they said, you know, it must have been so challenging for Mary to watch her own son literally murdered on the cross. And many people have lost so many loved ones, and they've lost some significant realities in their life. I believe even over the last year, many have experienced great loss. And some of you have lost some people due to COVID. And today I want to say this to you, friends, is that our Father in heaven knows exactly what you're going through, because He lost a son. He gave His son on Good Friday. He lost a son. He paid the highest price. He gave up His greatest blessing. He gave up His son. He lost His son. He actually knows what you feel. He knows what you're experiencing right there, because He went through it Himself. The Father went through it Himself. And I'm expecting today that God's going to break in, and He's going to show us how, if it was not for Him, you and I would not be able to live. You and I would not have freedom. We would not have access to comfort. We would not have access to truth. We would not have access to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace. And I want to remind you, this Sunday is Vision Sunday. We're talking about how our story and God's story comes together. We're talking about how God is good to us. We're going to remember some of the miracles that God's done in our lives. And we're going to remember the cross. We're going to feast together, because we're in the middle of a feast celebrating that our lives have been saved. We're in the middle of a feast celebrating that death passed over us. Now, Stephen Cook said the following. He said, righteousness and love, law and grace, life and death, as well as time and eternity, all intersect at the cross, displaying a divine wisdom that staggers the imagination and leads the humble heart to bow in thankful adoration. That's why we're calling this series, Thank You for the Cross. He says, to understand the cross of Christ is to understand the heart of God toward a fallen world He wants to save. Isn't that powerful? That's when Christ, the cross, brings everything together. Today I want to talk about the fact that Jesus Christ took your place. Jesus Christ paid your debt, and He stood in your place. Today, the title of my message is Substitutional Redemption. You might say, Mark, that sounds like a big word. And all it means is, instead of you, He did it for you. He stood in your place. Now, we all know, many of us know the story, but I just do want to tell it. You've heard the story before about the young boy that with his brother, they were very poor, and the parents didn't have food. And what they would do is they would steal people's lunch. And they would scale them in the break time, so they would go and take people's lunch in order to feed themselves and to take some food home in order to survive, because there was no food at home and they were struggling. And let's call him Johnny today. But little Johnny would steal food for him and for his brother in order to survive. And the principal started hearing about this, and it was unacceptable that someone would steal food. And they did not know about this. And the principal didn't know why anyone was stealing food. They just said, this is nonsense. We're going to stop it. And so the principal made a decree to say that whoever gets caught stealing food again in this school will get severe punishment. They will get so bad that they'll get six lashes. They will get a beating of six lashes. Severe punishment will come upon them if they steal. So for the next week or so, no one stole any food. So they thought, well, this is fine. This is working. The principal's wrath, the principal's, the strict, literally decree of the principal is working. But then food got stolen again. And so they started setting a trap. And they set a trap and they caught Johnny stealing the food. And they brought the whole school together. And the principal said, you do know that you are guilty. He says, yes, I'm guilty. I stole the thing. And then he said, why did you steal? Why didn't you stop? Why did you steal? And he started, and Johnny told the story about the reason for stealing the food. Now, it's irrelevant why he did it. The truth be told is there's a decree, and it's unrighteous, it's unjust, and punishment has to be fulfilled. So the principal sat with a massive challenge in his hand, because he knew that he cannot say to Johnny, I can't punish you, because he told everyone he's righteous. He has to follow through with his decree. No matter why Johnny stole the food, someone has to pay. So the principal said, I'm going to have to still give you the 6 lashes. I'm going to have to still punish you for what you did. And so Johnny stood up and he got ready to receive his punishment. And then one of the big boys, I mean one of the cool guys, one of the big rugby players, one of the guys that was like, you would think he's going to kind of like, yeah, you must get your punishment, Johnny. He was so moved and deeply moved into his heart that he said to the principal, will it work if someone else takes the punishment? The principal says, even if someone else takes the punishment, it'll work, but someone has to be punished for this crime. And so this young boy, one of the biggest boys in the school, said, well, then I will take his punishment. And Johnny, with tears in his eyes, witnessed the principal giving his lashes, Johnny's lashes, to another young man. Why? Because that young man was willing to take his punishment, Johnny's punishment, upon himself. Now, you might say, but Mark, we don't even know if this really happened. The truth be told is, this is even a greater punishment was rightfully yours. A greater punishment was rightfully ours. We didn't just steal lunch. We sinned against the God of heaven. We deserve eternal death and eternal damnation and eternal punishment in hell. That's what we deserve. And then the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that never did anything wrong, that's never made a mistake, that was sinless, pure, spotless, without flaw, without fault, said to the Father, I will take the punishment for them. I will stand in the gap. I'll be the one that will take the punishment. Even though they're guilty, I will absorb their guilt. Even though they deserve punishment, I'll absorb their punishment. On Good Friday, I want you to remember how God became guilty for you so that you can be set free. How Jesus became sin for you so that you can be the righteousness of God. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, God made him who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I want you to watch this video clip with me. This video clip speaks about this judge and how this judge ended up not literally paying someone else's fine, even though this man deserved to follow and to pay the full price. This judge paid the fine. That's exactly what our righteous judge did. He said, someone's got to pay. Someone's got to take the punishment. And he gave Jesus Christ as the payment. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, became sickness. It said, by his stripes we were healed. By him becoming sin, by him becoming sickness, he redeemed us from sickness. The Bible says, actually, in Galatians chapter 3, it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He didn't just give us blessing. He became a curse. He became guilty. He became sin. He became lack. He became shame. He became rejection. He became a curse for us. Because it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Verse 14 of Galatians 3 says, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Isn't that awesome? Sure. That Jesus Christ, he didn't just come and say, no, I wanted to sprinkle you with some blessing. I just want to buy you a gift. No, he said, in order for you to live, I need to become death so that you can be filled with life. I'm amazed. Jesus Christ became naked so that we can be clothed with glory. Jesus Christ became rejected, like I said, so that we can be accepted. I want to say this to you, friends, that without accepting the cross of Christ Jesus, without looking to the cross, when you and I cannot remember the cross. Remember where we spoke a few weeks ago about surveying the cross, seeing the cross. I remember that old song by Brian Dirksen that said, I see the cross and it's all I need to see. I see the cross and it helps me to believe. He says, no other way to be reconciled, to be brought into free redemption and forgiveness. No other way but by seeing the cross. You are sinful without the cross. If you don't accept the cross, You are sinful. That's why people say to me, but Mark, what about good people? Won't God send them to heaven? I'm here to say to you, friends, that you, without putting your faith in Jesus Christ and accepting the free gift of salvation that He bought for you through the cross, you are sinful. You are guilty without accepting that amazing price. You are sick without that, and you are cursed without accepting the cross. That's why, like I read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 says, He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Jesus Christ was rejected, He was despised, He's familiar with pain, so that He can take your place of pain, that He can take your place of being despised. He says, the Bible says, surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering. See, friends, you and I carry suffering. We are born into a world of suffering. This world is not perfect. That's why Jesus Christ had to die. Verse 5 says, but He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was on Him. If you need peace right now, I don't know where this pandemic has left you, but it's Good Friday. And I believe it's a Friday of joy. It's a Friday of feasting. Like we started the series when Rory said, it's happiness, it's peace, it's joy, it's feasting, it's love, it's giving gifts to one another and blessing the poor. Why? Because He is our peace. And by His wounds, we are healed. John Stott said the following. John Stott said, moved by the perfection of His holy love, God in Christ substituted Himself for us sinners. That is the heart of the cross of Christ. Isn't that amazing? God Himself in Christ substituted Himself for us sinners. I love that. I love how Jesus Christ was completely separated from God so that you and I can be reconciled with God. That's what the cross is all about, is reconciliation with our Father. See, it's only when you and I embrace the reality of the cross by faith, it's only when you and I accept that free gift of salvation that we get to experience the new life in Christ, and we can be what Christ has called us to be, and we can live the life that Christ has called us to live. I see so many people still today thinking that they need to fight for their peace, thinking that they need to earn that this freedom from shame and this freedom from guilt, thinking that they need to be the ones that need to get to God. But God's saying, no, 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 I became what you lacked so that you can become what I have called you to become. I want to say this, friends, is that you can't earn God's blessing. You can't earn God's love. You can't pray more so that God can love you more. You can't give more so that God can give to you more. You can't earn God's favor and God's abundance. What you can do is you can accept the cross. You can look to the cross and apply the cross, the finished work of the cross, to every part of your life. You can apply the tetelestai, the finished work of the cross, to every part of your life. I've told this story so many times, but I'm going to tell it again. Because I remember what happened. Have you ever read the book called The Tale of Two Cities? And in this book, it's so powerful. There's these three characters that we know of. There's this Sidney Carton, and there's Charles Darnay, and they both are in love with the same woman. But Charles Darnay marries this woman and has literally is now connected to this woman, and then he gets found guilty, and he gets given a death sentence, meaning that he was going to die. He's going to literally face the highest punishment, and they're in the middle of the French Revolution, and so he's going to face this punishment. And so what happens is Sidney Carton, if he was selfish, he could have said, well, this is my opportunity, because if Charles Darnay dies, and that means I could get my dream woman. So he's kind of like, this is an opportunity. But Sidney Carton doesn't do what the selfish man would do. Sidney Carton does what our Jesus did for us. Sidney Carton says, listen, that I would like you to be able to experience the joy and the feast and the intimacy and the connection with the one that you love. And Jesus wants you and me to experience the joy and the connection and the intimacy and the feast with our Father, the one that loves us and the one that we need and the one that brings us meaning and security and hope and joy. And so Jesus Christ does what Sidney Carton does. Sidney Carton actually just is a picture of what Jesus does. Sidney finds Charles Darnay and he knocks him out and then literally takes Charles's clothes and puts it on him, and he puts his clothes on Charles without Charles knowing about this. Charles is like knocked out. Charles is not even aware that someone is busy standing in the gap for him. This is what happens to people. If you're far from God, you know, I'm here to say to you, friends, that you are not even maybe aware that Jesus Christ stood in your place. Sure. Jesus Christ took on your filthy rags and he put his robe of righteousness. He made his robe of righteousness available to you. Sure. He took on your filth and your guilt and your condemnation, and he put that on himself. And so what Sidney Carton does is he dresses like Charles Darnay. And now he's going to be executed. Sure. And he gets driven down to be executed, to face the death sentence. It makes me think of what happened to Abraham. Remember when God made a covenant with Abraham? God said, now in this covenant, both need to uphold their parts of the bargain. And so when Abraham comes, God says to Abraham, I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward. And God says to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to make a covenant with you. And the way that God made the covenant with Abraham, because God knew that Abraham is a fallible man like you and me, we're not perfect, and this is Good Friday, because God knew that Abraham will not be able to uphold his side of the covenant, God puts Abraham in a deep sleep. And you know what happens? When they had to make the covenant, there was blood that flowed. Like Jesus Christ on the cross, blood flowed. He was the pure sacrifice. There were sacrifices cut in half. And God, the Bible says, God actually went through the fire on his behalf and on Abraham's behalf. There was a torch that accompanied this whole experience. And God actually fulfilled Abraham's side of the covenant while Abraham was asleep. Sure. See, friends, I've learned that when you and I rest on the finished work of the cross, then we allow this amazing price that Jesus paid for us to give us, to fulfill our part of the covenant, to fulfill our side of the bargain. That's called grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. And today, just like Sidney Carton knocked Charles Darnay out, and Charles Darnay was not even aware, I'm here to say to you, you're not even aware of half the things that Jesus did for you behind the scenes. You're not even aware of half the blessings that he unlocked for you. And you know what happens, friends? You might be saying, but Mark, I'm facing challenges right now. And you know, Charles Darnay did not realize this until later. But Sidney Carton finds himself on death row with a seamstress, and the seamstress finds out, she thinks that he's Charles Darnay, because Sidney Carton and Charles Darnay looked quite alike, and Sidney had Charles's clothes on, so he disguised himself as Charles. And this seamstress says to Charles, she thinks it's Charles Darnay, and then she realizes, oh, it's not Charles Darnay. So she says, oh, you're not him. And then when Sidney Carton says, shh, don't tell them, I'm standing in for Charles. And when she heard about his sacrifice, this woman that faced the deepest fear, the deepest stress, the greatest worry, the greatest apprehension in her life, asks Sidney Carton, Sidney, this is her words, will you let me hold your hand? Because as I hold you, I find strength to face this very thing. And today I want to say to you, friends, you might be like that seamstress, but you're facing some challenges. Today I want to say this to you, friends, hold on to the price that Jesus paid for you. Hold on to Jesus. Will you hold? Will you? Because Jesus says he will hold you as you go through the season. And even if it's hard, hold on to the cross. Hold on to what Jesus did for you, because it's in the midst of holding on to him that you find strength to face the impossible. And it's in this time when you and I experience, say, Lord, thank you for what you did for me on the cross. Thank you that it's Good Friday, and may every day be Good Friday. May I feast at your table because I have a covenant with you, not because of my good works, but because of what you did for me on the cross. If you're far from God today, I want to pray that you will know Jesus personally. And if you're close to God today, will you hold on to Jesus? Will you be able to receive that free gift and say, Jesus, I don't know half of what you did for me behind the scenes while I was resting, but I'm going to trust you. Let's pray. Jesus, I want to thank you, every person far from you today, that they will put their hope and their trust in you. Will you just right there put your hope and your trust in Jesus? And will you connect to a local church? And Father, for us that know you, may we be so grateful today for the fact that you took our place, that you stood in the gap, that yes, even though we were asleep, we did not even know, you went and you did what we needed to do so that we can experience and receive what you bought for us. We receive that gift today in Jesus' name. Also prepare us for Vision Sunday to be powerful this Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for today's message. Don't forget to check out our website or visit City on a Hill International on Instagram or Facebook for our updates, celebration times, or ways you can get involved. We are also streaming our message on Facebook Live, so make sure you join us or share the post. Thanks again for checking out our podcast. We'll see you soon.